State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Enjoying Black Tech Green Money? It will mean a lot if you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or Google Play. The way the algorithm works, the more you rate and say nice things, they'll introduce Black Tech Green Money to more people. And more of us need this content. So thank you for rating this podcast 5 stars today. Afrotech 2017, San Francisco, California. Tech investor and Platinum/Grammy award-winning rapper Chamillionaire is on the Afrotech stage talking about how he found his way into the world of investing in tech startups. A little known fact is Mr. Riding Dirty was an investor early in his tech career in a company called Maker Studio, which would later be sold to Disney for a reported $675 million. On the Afrotech stage, he stresses the hunger for knowledge and the power of relationships that's required to be successful at scale.
What I did was I focused on the information and the relationships, because if I asked everybody in this room, think about the last person that you bumped into that, you know, probably could have helped you. Did you follow up with that person on email? Did you reach out to that person? Did you stay in touch with that person? Think about how many people in the room next to you could possibly help you on your journey to be something great. Right now, sitting next to you, have no idea this person sitting next to you. We take that for granted. We do not value relationships and information like we should. The whole time I was on a path to consume information as much as possible. Somebody said, well, what about these other people that have more advantages than us? Yeah, that's true. They do have more advantages than us, but information is right under your nose, right? I used to get frustrated in school. I went to U of H, and you had this routine where you would go in there and you would, you know, learn during this period, and then you'd have to come back the next day. I was like, give it to me now. I need it now. Because they were here 10 years in front of us, and I'm showing up in this tech world and seeing all these people already with all these advantages, already with all this equity, and I'm late to the party. And I'm like, I need that now. I need it all right now for me.
I'm Will Lucas, Mrs. Black Tech, Green Money. I'm going to introduce you to some of the biggest names, some of the brightest minds, and brilliant ideas. If you're black in building or simply using tech to secure your bag, this podcast is for you. Trell Thomas is the founder of Black Excellence Brunch, an annual event that gives black excellence a seat at the table. His work spans from career beginnings on the historic Obama presidential campaign in 2008 to overseeing talent relations and communication with some of the biggest brands at Viacom to perfectly align socially good causes, corporations, and celebrities. Many people work to produce events, so I asked Trell, how has he been able to get corporate buy-in to authentic events for the culture? What is it he understands about how to decipher corporate objectives to securing their participation?
My secret is actually no secret at all. It's just authenticity. You know, I go in there as myself. And that's the biggest thing I think, or the biggest mistake a lot of people make is they say, well, what does the brand want? What do they want? Who do they want me to be? You know, and so they're shape shifting and code switching and changing all these things about themselves. But the thing about it is an idea that's yours, something that's yours, it is of you. You know what I mean? It is you being your authentic, like the Black Excellence Brunch came from my experience as a black person growing up in South Carolina and my mom hosting these Sunday dinners at my house, at our house, right? And I, you know, and that's my truth, you know, and I created that from the essence of who I am. So at no point when I go to these brands, am I trying to be something else or sell something else? I'm going in, I'm giving them that same essence. And I feel like that's the thing that makes people buy into it. I'll never forget, you know, the first brunch that I had a big corporate sponsor or a corporate sponsor in general, which was Netflix, it happened so organically. You know, I was sitting at dinner with some friends of mine, and I was going to do the brunch anyway, you know what I mean? And I was saying, hey guys, I want you to come to this thing. I want you to do this thing with me. And they were like, oh, this seems really cool. I remember you did this in New York and you did that when you came here. So this is kind of the next step of that. And I was like, yeah, it's the next step. I'm growing it. And they said, well, what do you, you know, the general question, well, what do you want to do? Where do you see it going? And I said, you know what would be great? And I had been watching Netflix. They had just launched Strong Black Lead. And I remember thinking, this is so incredible. Like what they're doing, the intentionality behind it, the authenticity that I felt from it. And I said, you know what would be great to partner with Netflix and to do something with Strong Black Lead, because I feel like they're highlighting Strong Black Lead and Strong Black Leads in TV and film, and I'm doing it in real life. And so this is a great collaboration. Do you know the divinity of it all? The girl that was sitting right next to me, Jasmine, who is amazing and works at Netflix, she was sitting there and she said, hey, I'm Jasmine and I run Strong Black Lead at Netflix. And I'm just like, wow. But I said that to say that for me, it was just authentic. It wasn't me trying to like sell a thing or do, it was just me authentically being myself and speaking from that place. And that I believe attracts what you need. And so when I go to these brands and I have these conversations, I'm strategic, right? I think about who's the right person to contact at the brand or, you know, that sort of thing. So if there's any massaging, it's thinking about those things. But when I get to have the conversation like we're having now, I am 100% myself. And also, Will, I'm not afraid to walk away from something that doesn't align. And that's another mistake I think that people make is that they give off this air of desperation which nobody really wants to be attached to something that's desperate, right? We all want to feel like, you know, you kind of don't need us, you know? And I think, but for me, it ain't pretending. Like, it's the truth of the matter is, whether I had brands involved with this or not, I was going to do it, you know? And that's the same energy I take into those meetings. Keep that same energy, right? And I keep that same energy when I go into those meetings. It's just like, okay, this can happen with you, and I'd love that, but guess what? It's going to happen with or without you. And if it doesn't align, then I walk away and I say, hey, you know, guys, why should people get so used to brands or companies or corporations telling them this isn't a good fit for us right now? Well, sometimes it's not a good fit for me.
That's like, right.
This isn't a good fit for me right now. And this, you know, and so I just know my worth when I walk into those meetings as well.
So let's back up a little bit, because it sounds like if that was the extent I knew of your story, it sounds like you just walk in, say, hey, I'm Trail. Like, you were somebody to get the meeting. And so let's talk about who you are, because I want to make sure, you know, it's Black Tech Green Money. I want to make sure people have the keys to getting in that room in order to show their authenticity. So what is it that you've done historically that gets you the meeting in the first place, that puts you in a room next to the lady who runs Strong Black Lead?
Yeah. Great question. And thank you for that compliment. You are the crown king of the smooth compliment. no, man, honestly, it is work ethic. And one thing that I'm really good at, and I acknowledge, is that I'm great at branding and marketing. I'm great at seeing something and then aligning the pieces so that it really comes to life. So, you know, I'm an advocate of knowing how everything runs. You know, have you ever heard when people tell the story of, like, you know, if you want to be the CEO of a company, you need to know everything from what the janitor does to, you know, the high. But I am an advocate of understanding all of the moving pieces. And so, you know, I get to a point where I can do events because I've done PR, I've done marketing, I've set up tables for events. I helped launch a event series called Musically Mastered Menu, which I think gave me the best insight. It was at VH1 Safe Music, which is a nonprofit that's a part of Viacom that gives music education to schools and kids all across the country. And one thing that I was kind of in charge of is helping bring in funds for the organization. And I love being creative. And so I said, well, you know, we got together and we were like, well, what if we do this this dinner series? And so we called it Musically Mastered Menu. And what we did was we paired a chef with a musician, and the chef curated a menu based off a song or an album, and then we would have the artist perform at the event. And it was this dinner, and we raised lots of money, et cetera. But, you know, it was moments like that that I learned all of these skills that were necessary to do what I do now, you know? And so I think, to answer your question, it's playing the different positions and playing the and really, you know, learning as much as I could, and putting all these tools. One of my mentors always tells me about putting tools in your toolbox. And then once you get to a certain place, you can go back and you're like, oh, I can use that hammer for
this.
Use the wrench for this. And so I was constantly along my career, from, you know, working at news stations, where I can interview people, right, which I do at these events, to, you know, doing PR and publicity, which now I know how to contact the publicist and what to say to get, you know, the talent to my events, to, you know, actually putting on the events, setting the tables, knowing how things go, to, you know, having to pitch different brands and bring in corporate sponsors to donate to the foundation that I was working for. So it was all those tools that now I can go back in and pull out. But along with the tools came contacts. You know, your network is your net worth. It really, really is. So, you know, lots of people that I've met along the way, you know, while I was building along my journey, I can reach back out to those people. And if they're not the person, they can say, hey, I'm not the person, but this is the person.
That's right. I'm so glad you said that, because, you know, this business is about relationships, right? And I remember listening to this Issa Rae quote where I'm going to paraphrase it, but she talked about, you know, people are always trying to like get with the Issa Rae's or get with the Denzel's mm-hmm. or get with the big dog, when it's actually the people next to you that yep. you should be in the trenches with, and you build it together like she did with her friends. But to your point, alongside that, is how do you build purposeful relationships where, yes, we're all homies, we all good, but we produce value for each other also.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the way to do that, again, it's like, I always talk to people about being transactional versus being purposeful. And so for me, I don't focus on what I can get from somebody. I'm always thinking about, okay, what can I bring to the table? What can I add? How can I add value? What am I leaving here, as opposed to like, what am I getting? Or just saying, hey, this is an A to B thing. It's like, well, let's really connect. Let's have a genuine connection. Let's really build with one another. And as a result, you know, people will bring things to me. You know, I've gotten to the point now, I was having this conversation the other day, where things, literally, I'm attracting opportunities. I'm attracting things to me. I'm attracting people. I'm attracting relationships. And it's because...
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
I put out that energy of, you know what? Like, I want to get to know Will for Will,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want to know about, you know, where you're from, what you like, you know, who you, you know, what music you listen to, like that sort of thing. And I think that, you know, when you enter the space with that kind of authenticity, with that kind of genuineness, people let down the guard of, you know, being used or trauma or whatever. That they're like, you know what? I can relax. And as a result, you have this more genuine connection.
Too many of us are taught to not be boastful, you know, about our successes, you know, but the work you do like encourages us to recognize our value and the rewards that they come with, right? And okay. So talk about that dichotomy. How do you balance that?
Bro, that's such a great question. For me, it is this idea of, you know, we over celebrate this idea of being like humble, and you gotta like, you know, be quiet about everything. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get arrogant or what. And I think that there's a fine line, right? There's a fine line between arrogance and, but also you have to know your worth. And if you're not speaking up for yourself, if you're not letting people know who you are and what you bring to the table, then how will they know? And so I let go of this idea that, you know, I gotta, you know, put my head down and do all of this hard work and never, like, I let go of that. And I encourage other people to let go of that as well. Live in your excellence, shine your light bright. You know, there were a lot of times, Will, where I used to dim my light so somebody else could feel comfortable. And now I'm like, put on your shades. You know what I mean? I'm not doing that anymore. And you don't have to. And you can, and guess what? You know, you can be nice and you can be friendly and you can be great to be around, but you can still know your worth and move like you know what you're worth. You know what I mean? Because I don't think anybody would tell you about me that I am a arrogant person or that, you know, I am very boastful or anything like that. What they will tell you is that I understand who I am and I understand what I bring to the table, but I also understand who you are and what you bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? So I encourage people, you know, that they should talk about what they're doing, because you never know. You might say, hey, Trell, I make t-shirts or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You might be doing a side thing and I might be able to put you in a place where you can do more of that, where you can do it on a larger scale. But how would I know if you didn't say anything?
Yeah. How important is it that we don't compete with each other?
Compete?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think what I'm of the mind is that what's mine, you can't have.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's for me is for me. And I think that that mentality came from not operating in the space of lack or scarcity. I think we're taught so often to that there's not enough and that life is hard and like all these things, right? But I'm of the mind of that we live in an abundant universe. We live in a place where we can think a thing and then it can start to be. And as a Black person, I know that to be true because look at how we have overcome and risen time and time again, even under the thumb of oppression, right? So as a Black person, that is different because not only do I believe that we live in an abundant universe, I have my ancestors to look back and say, look what we've been able to do with everything and everybody that's been trying to hold us back every step of the way. So, you know, I think that it's okay to want to be the best and it's okay to strive for higher and bigger and better, but I don't think I have to cut you out of anything to get what's for me.
Love it. Love that. I want to talk about like the economics of events, right? And because I used to throw parties and stuff, and I remember learning the lesson that if you're counting on the door to make the money, then you've already got it backwards. Like the door, what you get in ticket sales should be a bonus on top of what you already sold. So can you talk about how the economics of events actually works from your perspective?
Man. Yeah. First of all, you know, I don't even charge people. It's not a cost to come to the Black Excellence Brunch. You know, I'm of the mind that it is an honor as a brand to be a part of the Black Excellence Brunch because I feel like, especially, you know, Black people, we give so much to the culture, to these brands, you know, we lend our voices, we lend our skills, we lend our talents, we give our money, we give so much to these brands that they should want to give back and pour into us, right? But with these events, yeah, you're right, it's not about that. And so I had to think strategically about how to get to the level that I wanted to get to. And so I usually start with my budget, right? Like, what are all the things I'd like to do? You know, what are all the components that I'd like for this event to have? And then I think about
who you can get the money from. You're just writing a list.
I'm thinking about what I want it to look like.
Okay.
Like what I want it to look like. What? Because I think that, you know, that is a part of, I'm a big manifester, and that is a part of manifestation, right? Like you can't start with, okay, well, what will I have? You know, and then I can do what I want to do. You got to start with, what do I want to do? You know what I mean? And think about all the pieces and think as grand and as big as you can think and as cool and as creative as you can think, and then attract the resources, right? So then after I do that, I'm like, I want to do all these things. Okay, what is aligned with that, right? So I'll go back since we talked about Netflix already in the Strong Black Lead so I thought about how I wanted this event to look like. I wanted all of these amazing, you know, I wanted to celebrate these young Black people who I thought, you know, were excellent, you know, all the excellent people in my world. And I wanted to celebrate them in this kind of way. I wanted to bring a Sunday dinner to them. What are the components of a Sunday dinner? Here's all the things I want to be. Now, how can I make that excellent? Okay, well, I want to, you know, deck it out with decor, and I want to do this and I want to do that. And then after that, I said, okay, well, what aligns with that? And I thought about Strong Black Lead. I'm like, okay, that aligns. It just launched. I know they've got a marketing budget. You know, from having worked in these spaces, I know they've got a marketing budget. The marketing budget isn't tapped because it just started. You know what I mean? So I'm just thinking about all of those pieces. And then I'm like, okay, well, what happens at brunch? There's drinks, right? So, and I know that also liquor brands have budgets. So let's talk to them about their budget and let's bring all of these pieces together. So it's just being, for me, it's starting with what do I want it to have? And then who that has money that I can find to align.
Thank you.
It's one thing to know who you want to partner with for your venture. It's another thing to sell them on the idea when they probably aren't even thinking about you. So getting corporate buy-in to projects you believe may benefit their brand, how exactly is that done? I mean, tactically, what are the steps we should take? Trell Thomas speaks on it.
So usually I put together a deck, you know, a pitch deck, and I cater it to each brand. I don't have to tweak. Sometimes I tweak a page or two. You know what I mean? There are pieces that can go in every deck, but then there are pieces that have to be catered to. And I think about
seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic. And at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
To the point of alignment that I was talking about, okay, what is that brand looking for? Some brands want as many influencers holding their stuff, posting it, talking about it, or whatever. Some brands, that's what they want. Some brands, want to be, they have like a certain amount of budget that they spend to have an event. Okay, how can this event become one of those events that they have that they've scheduled for, right? And then some brands want to know about impressions. Some brands want to get this many press mentions. So it's just thinking about all of those pieces and knowing the brand, right? Having to do your research. You know, don't just reach out to a brand because you saw them on a billboard. It's like, okay, does this align with what I'm doing? Strong Black Lead, that align, Netflix. Okay, cool. What are they looking for? You know, they're trying to get more people to talk about their event. Okay, I know that I have the friends and the contacts that, you know, that have, that are in this influential sphere. So I was going to invite them anyway. So now I'll provide them a hashtag and everything they can use, and I'll encourage people to use it. So it's just being, that's when I get strategic. When I'm researching the brands, when I'm thinking about what they need or what they're looking for. And sometimes it's not always what they say that they need. It is what I look and I say, this is what you need. Sometimes it's telling brands, this is what you need. This is what you're missing. And I think people get afraid to do that as well. But you know, how will a brand know when they're missing the mark? Like if I'm saying I'm providing this cultural event, I'm providing these movers and shakers within the Black community, you know, if I can't provide some advice on how to reach us, how to connect with us, then what is the point? You know, so I'm also telling them, hey, I like what you're doing. Here's a way that I can amplify it.
Yeah. So is it working in tandem, the getting the brands on board and getting the people who, the influencer or whoever they need at the party? Like, how are you strategizing or curating the audience, the attendees, and the partners?
Yeah, sure. So I'll give a more recent example. I partnered with Warner Brothers for Judas and the Black Messiah, which I don't know if you've seen it, but it's
incredible. I've seen it.
And I'm very, not getting paid to say that.
Yeah, best movie I've seen all year so far.
Yeah, man, so good. Well, with them, you know, and I thought I got to see the film early. So they sent me a screener. I watched the film, and I just thought about the people in my network who would appreciate it, you know, who it resonated with, who's on their Instagram, on their Twitter, on their, you know, Facebook or TikTok, who's talking about things that align with this film, you know? So it's really just thinking about those. And the great thing about this too is me providing this space, the event that I provide, gives the brand a chance to activate people as well that they want to talk to. So they might have a list of people that they haven't really known how to approach, but now they can approach them through my vehicle of the Black Excellence Brunch. If that makes any sense?
That makes sense to me.
So it's providing a space for them to reach out to people that they wouldn't have a reason to necessarily before. And, you know, they're able to lean in. Fortunately, so many people know about the Black Excellence Brunch. And if they haven't come, they know somebody who's come or who's spoken at it. And so when you mention that, it, like, people's ears perking. They're like, oh, okay. You know, and they don't. And it's also less transactional for the brand because you're giving somebody something that they want versus just asking them for something.
Can you for lack of a better word, sell a person who you want in the audience that you don't know? If you, let's say, you know that this person should be here because Judas and the Black Messiah, oh, your brand on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, you need to be at this party, but you don't know them. How do you then get them there?
Yeah, well, a number. I definitely believe that there are 6 degrees of separation, and they're less in when you get in places like Los Angeles and New York. It's probably like 3. And so I reach out to people, you know, I reach out to people, or I reach out to someone that I know that I do have a relationship with that has a relationship with them. And sometimes I tell the brand, like, hey, you know, which is another additive, right? For me to be able to put together a list for the brand and say, this is who you should have there. And I know this because I'm tapped in. Because so then they're like, oh, super appreciative that I did that research and that work. And they use their, you know, weight, they throw their weight around a little bit and say, you know, it's different for Will to reach out versus for Netflix to reach out, right?
Yeah.
And so that looks a little bit different, but they don't know that Will is the one that whispered in Netflix's ear.
Got you.
So, then it's a win. And now that's someone who not only is supporting the film, they're also now supporting the Black Excellence Brunch. And so I actually like it sometimes when it's like that.
I was reading an article and you talked about, you work on things that convict you. Like if you feel convicted about it, and only when you feel convicted truly about it, that's when you go in. Talk to me about like the, because you did mention earlier, like, you know, you don't have to take every opportunity. You can walk away. Talk to me about what convicts you and how you recommend other people pursue that conviction versus just taking opportunities for the sake of opportunity.
Man, yes. I definitely only do, I tell people always ask, like, what do you do? You know, and I tell people at this point in my life, I do things that I'm passionate about with people and causes that I'm passionate about and that I care about. And that's the truth. And I feel that's taken, you know, years of learning and unlearning to get to that point, right? But, you know, I'm of the mind that we have one life to live, Will. And we have to live it on our terms. And I realized that there was a lot of my life that I was living on somebody else's terms. So it was I started asking myself a bunch of questions. You know, I have that journalism background, and anybody that's close to me will tell you that I ask a ton of questions, but I started asking myself questions. Are you excited about this? What do you like about this? What don't you like about this? If you weren't doing this, what else would you be doing? You know, just questions like that were really challenging me to have real conversations with myself. And as a result, I just started to discover and uncover things about what I liked and what I didn't like. And once I really got to the core of who I am, and granted, I'm not like, I haven't arrived totally yet. I'm still, you know, taxiing. You know, but I will say that I'm a lot closer to me. Like what you're getting on this Zoom is trail. You know what I'm saying? I can confidently say that. Whereas 5 years ago, you were getting a little bit of trail, a little trail's mama, some of trail's best friends in college. You know what I mean? You were getting a piece of that. And I think all those people are still with me, but now I can run them through the filter of myself. And so what I would encourage people to do is have those hard conversations with you. I read this quote today, and it really resonated with me. It's like, you are the only person that you have to spend all of your time with. Why are you not in love with yourself yet?
Wow.
And bro, it really hit me hard because I'm like, yo, we spend so much time trying, like, disliking things about ourselves, yet we have to spend all of this time with ourselves. We should wake up and be in love. I should every day be like, Troy, I love you so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that for me, that self-discovery has been that. It has been, you know, unlearning, like I said, a lot of things that I was taught or told that I should be and I shouldn't be. Like even the concept that life is hard. You know, how many times have you said that just based on what somebody else has told you? But that's, you know, that's not true. Life does not have to be hard. You know what I mean? And so it's just, it was just unlearning a lot of those things. And once you get to that point, where you are comfortable with you, where you're asking yourself the hard questions, where you've taken the time to learn what you like and unlearn what you don't like, then, you know, you can be a lot more intentional and you can work on things that you are passionate about and that, you know, make you come alive. And you're okay walking away from anything that is not aligned with that.
So I imagine it's easy for a lot of people to hear you say, you know, you do things you love with people or things you love and you're passionate about, right? But they look at their life and, oh, if it was that easy, you know, we would all just go do things we love, people that we, you know, are passionate about. And but how do you know that people want what it is that you're passionate about? Because you still got to eat.
Yeah. That's a great question. And it is really just, I feel like, and I always get really kind of, you know, in my head when I answer this question, because I understand. So there are practical, logical thinkers, right? Realists, if you will. And then there are optimists, people who just believe that. And I tend to lean way over on the optimist side. So I think sometimes it's hard for realists to understand that. But I think simply put, you know, going back to what I was talking about, what's for you is for you. I think life becomes hard for people, or things become difficult when you desire something that is not in line with you, that is not for you, right? When I'm wanting what's for Will, when I'm trying to ride in Will's lane, then yeah, it's hard for me. You know what I mean? Because I don't have all the tools in my toolbox that Will has. So when it's time for you to use a hammer, you can use a hammer. But if I haven't gotten that, or if that's not in my toolbox, then
or a different kind of hammer. You got a different kind of hammer than I got. Yeah.
Right. It's hard for me to do it with the wrong hammer or the wrong wrench or the wrong screw. You know what I'm saying? And so I think that, and social media makes this, amplifies this, right? People coveting what other people have, people wanting to get to this place. Even when I say I do things I love that I, you know, with people I love, I'm not telling people, you know, to only do what I do. What I am saying is that when you are aligned with who you are, when you are have done the inner work, when you are moving in your purpose, it'll fit. Things will work out. And then you can say, oh, I'm doing things I love with people I love, right? Because it's aligned with you. But that doesn't always look like what's with me, what's for me or for you. And the last thing I'll say about that is, you know, to your point of people have to eat. I've done every single kind of anything, right? Like from working at McDonald's to, you know, working with President Obama. Like I've done all sorts of things. But what I taken with me in every single thing that I did, I've always found something that I was passionate about within it. That's one thing. So, you know, at McDonald's, I hated cleaning the ice cream machine, but I love, you know, making people happy and talking to people through the drive-through window. It was something about like getting on that intercom and like hearing people's voices and talking to them and then seeing them when they came around the corner. I loved that. And so I was always like, oh, let me work the drive-through. And then it became something that I was excited to do. You know what I mean? So if you are a person who isn't necessarily of the mind like, well, I have to eat, so I have to work this job. I challenge people to find something within that space, within what they're doing that they love and that they can gravitate toward. And guess what? That'll take you to the next space. You know, there's whenever I got to a point of, you know, feeling good about what I was doing, I often graduated to the next level of my life. And so that is the advice that I would give people. And then once you figure it out, once you get that formula down, once you are moving and you are aligning, then only the things that you love will start coming to you and you'll be able to work on those. And I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. How have you learned to keep the momentum of an event alive in between cycles? like the, what are the tactics? Like, what do you actually do to build the hype for the next one? 4 months after the event, the last one is over. 5 months.
Yeah, man. Honestly, so I'll talk about the Black Excellence Brunch in particular. And there are a few things that I was very intentional about. One is I was intentional about not like curating the guest list.
Not right? Curating the guest list.
No, curating the guest list. I was about to say not just inviting people. I wanted to say curating the guest list. I was very intentional that I wanted to curate the guest list. I wanted to put together this, you know, dream team of people that would attend this event.
Yeah.
And unintentionally, that created kind of an exclusivity. So people are like, wait, where did that come from? How did you get invited to that? You know what I mean? And with that, I also only sent the invites out a week before the event happened. So I was
intentional. How does that work?
I sent people... basically, I messaged people the event invite 7 days before. I just messaged everybody, said, hey, I really want you to be here. This is something special for me. I want to celebrate you and honor you. Here it is. And people are usually pretty responsive to that. And so, I didn't want people sharing it.
Okay.
Which is the reason why I did it. I didn't want, you know, to send it 2 weeks, 3 weeks in advance. And then I have everybody and their brother and sister showing up at the door, you know, because I was doing it especially for specific people. So that's another thing. And that created this air of like mysteriousness around the event. And then the third thing with social media, you know, everything's right now. And I didn't put anything on social media. People only learned about the event after it happened.
Oh, wow.
And that, those three things with the Black Excellence Brunch in particular really helped it grow, because I had people texting me, calling me, asking other people, like, how can I get that? How do I be a part of that? Like, what do I need to do? I had people submit their resume to me to come to the brunch. I'm honored, you know, that people want to come. But again, it was just me curating something to uplift people that I felt were Black and excellent. And I'm just being intentional about that space. And I'm very protective of the energy of the space. You know, I want to know who is in there and what kind of energy that they're bringing with them. And so I wanted to really protect that. Yeah, and so that coupled with the rollout of like seeing all of these beautiful pictures afterward and all these things, that helped really drum up the support for it. And people were waiting for the next one, knowing that they wouldn't find out until 7 days before the event, or they might or might not get.
Yeah, wow. How important is this moment in time, and I mean this moment of COVID, this moment of racial uprising, this moment of 2021, how important is this moment in time for Black opportunity, for us to take advantage of the things that we want?
This moment is very important. It is our time, and I don't say that in a cliche way. It is definitely our time. You know, I think that, you know, all the pieces of the recipe have come together, right? Like there is spotlight on the Black community. There is all this opportunity to elevate. You have the ears and the eyes of a lot of people that you didn't have the ears and the eyes of before. And the most valuable thing about this moment is that we have this voice, right? If we've ever felt voiceless, now we have this voice, you know, and you shouldn't, and we should proudly and confidently walk into spaces now, you know, if we've never been able to before, now is the time to walk in with your head held high, with your chest out, and ask for those things that not only you want, but that you deserve. And I think that is what this moment is affording us, and we have to take advantage of it.
Black Tech Green Money is a production of Blavity Afrotech on the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartMedia. It's produced by Morgan DeBon and me, Will Lucas, with additional production support by Love Beach and Raven Earboard. Special thank you to Micah Davis and Sakara Savanyan, you know, Mike DeWine. Yes, that's his real name. Learn more about my guests and other tech disruptors and innovators at Afrotech.com. Go get your money. Peace and love.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.